Reading from Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Deuteronomy 4:29. But if you seek the Lord your God, you will find him if you look for him with all your heart and with all your soul. And Psalm 103, and I'm sharing this one. We have a couple special guests in the studio, but I'm just getting to know this new special guest who's becoming a dear friend. I love his passion for the Lord, his excitement to serve people, his excitement to witness for Jesus and to proclaim his good news. But he had said, I love those verses about seeking the Lord with all your heart. But as we were looking throughout the Psalms for this verse, I came across Psalm 103, and I think it's a little apropos to what I hope will be some of the story he shares and how God has drawn him to himself. But Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5, praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, August 2nd, 2022. And Huey, we've been praying about this meeting, this gathering. And before you do a more formal introduction for our special guest, and Huey, you know, serves as our board chair, is a dear friend I've known for many years. But we were praying up, meeting up with this individual and trying to figure out, because we heard he was a believer, a follower of Jesus, but we wanted to talk with him firsthand and maybe see if he would see fit to be a part of Testimony Tuesday or our morning program. And so, Huey, we were praying this up, and what was the circumstances about a week or so ago where there you were?
Well, there's this wonderful organization called COPS, Concern of Police Survivors, and I first heard about this when I started working with the Oberheim family. And the Oberheim family and a total of 91 riders were riding from Alton, Illinois, up through Central Illinois, up to the Chicago area, and to stop in Champaign. And I was actually riding with the sheriff, Mark Vogelzang, who used to be a Champaign police officer. He's now the sheriff of Piatt County, and he invited me to ride with him that day. So when we arrived before the bicyclists, and I was just walking, and I saw this police officer, this young man, and I just walked up to him. I said, hi, how are you? And then I saw his name tag, and I saw it said Tyler. So I says, are you the chief? You know? He says, yeah. And I said, well, you know, we've been trying to get an interview with you. I had put in a couple of requests for an interview, and I know been very busy and everything like that. So he says, yeah, we heard about this, and I want to do an interview. I want to do an interview with you. And we talked a little bit about him serving in Champaign. I might have said a little bit about myself and what I was doing in supporting the Oberheim family and working, you know, on a book with them. And I just felt like this is a wonderful guy because he's a rank-and-file guy. He told me that I don't even put anything up in my office. I don't want to be in the office. I want to be on the street with my police officers. And I'm like, wow, this is great. This guy is, you know, a man after my heart, more importantly, after police officers' hearts. And
even more importantly, a man after the Lord's heart.
Amen.
In the few minutes, the very little show prep when he arrived here, he started sharing about growing up and his faith journey and loving the Lord and raising his kids. And so there's a lot to share in this Testimony Tuesday. And I want you, Huey, to give a little more of a formal introduction, because you were amazed at how the people are embracing him. They're loving on him. They appreciate his skill sets and his heart for people. And yet he has the credentials in the background. And then we're going to spend the rest of the time having him share some of his faith journey and life story.
Well, Chief Tyler is so eminently qualified for this position and yet comes across very humbly. And he started out of high school in the military, working as a military police officer as a very young man. He got into the Army at age 18, and then he went into the National Guard for more than 20 years. and he achieved the rank of major in the National Guard, and always humble about the way that God just orchestrated his career. And then he was out of the military for a short time, and then he went back into the Army Reserve about 8 years ago, and now he's a full bird colonel as of a year ago, and commander of two battalions, is that correct?
A commander two battalion, yes.
Yeah, and then he's training battalion out of Fort McCoy, Wisconsin. So actually, I think he has a twin brother, because I can't believe that one man could do everything he's doing.
Yeah.
But he has his law enforcement career is going on 32 years, is that correct?
30 years. 32 military.
He's going on 30 years. And he started out as Markham police officer. He was commander of two districts of the state police. He worked on the mean streets of East St. Louis. He worked on the mean streets of the west side of Chicago. His credentials, I mean, we could spend 40 minutes talking about it.
In fact, when we were looking at our coverage map and showing, look at all the area we cover, he goes, yep, I've served there. Oh, yeah, I was over there. I've helped out there. So he's been throughout our state of Illinois serving many people and putting his life in the line of fire to defend our freedoms. And what was interesting, you were talking about your early days growing up on a pig farm, or so share a little of your journey and your faith story.
Yeah, so I grew up very small town, a little bit over 3,000 in Kapaa County, a little town called Hazelhurst, Mississippi. Great upbringing to me. You know, when I was there, I thought it was horrible. But then when I left Hazelhurst, I realized how great I had it, having my dad and parents in my life and growing up with my grandpa and just all the times we spend, you know, up in a deer stand and fishing and hunting and helping them cut grass. And it was just a beautiful life. And also had a great mentor in my life. I used to date, when I was allowed to date, I used to date the daughter of a highway patrolman. And he took me under his wings. His name is Al Ferris. And he just poured so much into me, and he pretty much told me what I was going to do, that I was going to join the Army, that I was going to take this type of courses in college, that I was going to be a local police, and then I was going to join a state police department. And I was like, Roger, sir, no problem. But I couldn't see it, but I have been trying to live up to Mr. Ferris' expectations since the first day I met him, so.
And you were talking about coming to Christ before the program and saying that it's not going to be an easy thing, because you knew maybe he existed, but take us through that journey of really surrendering and finding the Lord.
Yeah, so my mom is a Christian, and of course, as a child, you know, I rebelled. And I remember when I was about 12 or 13, we used to go to Wheaton Christian Center in Wheaton, Illinois, and Pastor Carlton Arthurs, I would never forget. I got called up as a kid, 12, 13. I have no idea what's going on. And I was anointed with oil, and I was told that God's hands are always going to be upon me for the good. But I was also told that there was going to come a time that I was going to serve Satan. And so years passed. I thought I could do it on my own. I started, you know, joining the Army, being an adult, trying to do it, you know, that way. And life got rough for me, especially after I got back from Afghanistan. Some of the things I'd seen between Markham. I lost my best friend to a line of duty death in Markham, Sean Laura. He was killed in a line of duty in 1997. Really started taking a toll. I was actually had a gun pointed to the back of my head on a traffic stop in Markham, and things just got really dark, especially, you know, a couple combat tours. And I literally told God, when I was at my worst, I said, if you are the Jesus that everybody tell me that you are, if you rescue me right now, I will serve you for the rest of my days on earth. And Jesus said, too easy, let's go. And so I gave my life Father's Day.
And you really kind of heard that. I mean, that was the image on your mind. So what were you thinking?
Like, I was like, no, it can't be that easy.
Right.
So it was it was Father's Day 2008 when I said, okay, I made that long walk down the aisle to say, hey, God, I can't do this on my own. And in public, I want to surrender to you. And after some new beginner courses, then I got baptized again. I got my whole family baptized. So we start serving God. And ever since I gave my life to Christ, that's why those scriptures you read are very important. Because when you serve God with your entire heart and soul, he will honor you with his presence, peace and prosperity. And sometimes I feel bad for my career. You know, I did very well, but I feel like I've cheated because I've been blessed with the Holy Spirit,
you know,
I'm like, oh, I'm kind of cheating here because God is just working everything in my favor. And everything that was prophesied to me when I was a kid and to now, and everything happened. So that's what I want everyone to know, that sometimes when people introduce me, they be like, oh, he's a man of faith. I'd be like, no, I believe in Jesus. He's my Lord and Savior. I am a son of the Most High God.
Yeah, yeah.
I am not a man of faith. I am a Christian.
Well, Huey, did that not become so evident? He was here just like 30 seconds and Jesus was coming out. And I was like, oh gosh, this guy's the real deal. This isn't just a mamsy-pamsy, yeah, thank you, God. God bless everyone. This guy has a deep, abiding faith. And then he's showing us from his phone, this is the devotion from this morning. And this is another thing, you know, living and walking as Jesus would walk, those kind of things. And I thought, wow, so you've really grown and matured. Has there been pastors, other mentors pouring into you? Or did you just say, Jesus, it's you and I now?
Well, it's so amazing because God always provides, right? He always provides. Most of my friends are pastors. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we talk, we probably talk about 30 seconds of Christ, and then we go into like, oh, when is the football game going on? So that's the great part I learned about real Christian men. Their faith is solid, but we are just human beings.
Yeah.
So we're not, you know, spooky, spiritually spooky, where we can't get through a conversation without, you know, trying to raise a fly from the dead or something like that. You know, I know, right? That's, you know, like with new Christians, I'm like, hey, we're not raising people from the dead here, only if God tells us to.
Okay, so I have a list of questions, but you're blowing me away too, because I believe the Spirit is here and God brought you here to Champaign. I just tell us a little bit of the story. I mean, you had a nice job as the chief of the conservation police for the Department of Natural Resources. You were there a couple of years. I'd like to hear the story of how it was orchestrated that you would apply for the job for the chief of police in Champaign.
Yeah, so the application for Champaign Police Chief was open back in November 21. And I've always had a very healthy respect for the police department. So I was going to wait till I finished my master's program and then start applying for police chief jobs. And a good buddy of mine, the chief of police from Bloomington, he was like, you're the perfect fit for that city. And I was like, no, they're going to want somebody better than me. And so I just let it go. So at the end of January, God started pushing me. He was like, it is over here. It's time for you to leave. And so I had a dual role, what people don't understand. I was a four-bird colonel on the Illinois State Police. So I was still reporting to the state police director, and I was reporting to the DNR director. So I pretty much had two bosses that I had to handle to, which is a lot of work, by the way. But I learned so much at the Illinois Conservation Police about just the balance of nature and the great work that they do over there to ensure that the parks and our conservation policies are there for all the generations behind us, which is super important. So it was one Sunday night, the Champaign Police application popped up again. I'm sitting there and I'm like, and God was like, fill out the application. What do you need, a burning bush here? And I was like, okay. So I've completed the application. And the next day, I get a call from a recruitment firm. And they say, is this your real resume? And I was like, yeah, that's kind of insulting. Yes, that's my real resume. So they was like, okay, fine. So they had me call in the next day to do an interview. And then 2 days later, I was doing an interview with the city manager and two deputy city managers. And then I had no more control. Yes, I understand God has set me up to be marketable. But when Champaign Police start marketing me through their campaign for their chief of police, other agencies started calling. Mm. So there was a lot of offers on the table, significant money too. And so I just left it up. I said, God, I will go wherever you want me to go. And he said, you're going to Champaign.
Hmm.
And so it all happened. I signed my contract on April 14th, and I'm here. It's been a great, great job. The greatest part I love about this police department in this community is the amount of believers that we actually have in this community. One of the great things that happened to me, That has never happened to me before in my history. My first day at work, I had one of my police officers meet me in the office and prayed over me. And then shortly thereafter, the police chaplains came in and prayed over me. So I know that I'm blessed, and we're going to do the right thing for all the citizens in Champaign, because we're being led by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
And I don't know if you know the history of the greater Champaign-Urbana area, but for many years, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship had their Urbana Missions Convention here. So every 3 years from like the 40s on, for almost 40 or 50 years, there'd be about 18 to 20,000 college students that would spend a week here in December and entertain the idea of long and short-term mission opportunities. And so this community for many years has rallied together, has pooled together resources and done many things. And even Huey and I have recently talked about a community event maybe here at Marketplace Mall where we could bring in some speakers and just encourage people to come together. And ultimately, we want them to know the Lord. But we're thinking of some creative ways of bringing people together. And it seems like God has brought you right here into this community to be another stepping stone that he'll use to unify people.
I think people really don't understand how Jesus and our Father work. And I'm no expert. I'm just one of the kids here, right? But one thing I truly understand about our Lord and Savior, when he's speaking, those are not options. When he told his disciples when they were at the well, and he said, the harvest is plenty, but we don't have enough workers. Same here in the city in Champaign and Urbana, this whole community. I'm commanding all our Christians to realize that there's plenty of harvest, but we don't have enough workers right now. So we got to go out and obey our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and go out and win souls over to the kingdom of heaven.
So I have a question for you that really fits in with everything, especially we're just talking about, is that you have said you're the police chief for everyone, and I believe that. But how do you explain to those who are not believers, or they're believers of some other kind of religion or anything, that you're also here for them? How do you explain to the non-believers and those who are even anti-Christian how you're here for them?
Yeah, so I've been to war for everyone. I will go to war for everyone right now if I have to. So this is even before I was a believer. I really believe in our American principles about democracy. So even before being a Christian, I had those same beliefs. To me, every American citizen deserves the right to live life to their fullest. And that's one of the things that we fight for as American military folks, that you can believe how you want to believe. And I do not apologize for my democracy to believe in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that's what makes us a great nation, that we all come together with our different belief system, and we concentrate that everybody have a great life.
Okay, so Champaign Police, as we know, has gone through some very traumatic experience with Officer Oberheim shot to death very close to here, where we are right now at Marketplace, and also a wonderful officer, Jeff Creel, who was almost shot to death. And you've come in at a critical time. A lot of officers have left the department. Honestly, they didn't feel supported by, you know, the city and everything like that. So I would just like to know what you plan to do and what you have been doing to change the Champaign Police Department in a direction that is very positive for the police, and just any kind of policies or any kind of changes that you're working on and planning on right now.
Yeah, I'm just going to love them. I'm just going to love them, show them, eat lunch, get in a car with them. I tell every employee, we tend to forget about the civilian employees, which do an amazing job. And we're kind of short-staffed there, too. But I'm just going to love them. I'm going to put what's first. You know, I always tell people what's important to me are the two greatest commandments. Love God with everything that's in your heart, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. So my Champaign Police, outside of loving God and my blood family, the Champaign Police is my priority. And so what I've been there, and if you walk in the department now, the morale is high right now. And it's because I put first things first. To me, being a police officer should be the third thing in their life. The first thing that should be in their life is being a great spouse. The second thing should be being a great parent. And then being a police officer is next. So I'm encouraging my officers to take time off, work on first thing first. And all my employees, I laugh, I tell the deputy chiefs who's worked so hard during these streamlined times, I will call them on vacation and say, didn't I tell you not to answer your phone when I call you on vacation? And they all laugh. So I'm very serious about humanizing the badge again and knowing that these are fathers and mothers and their sons and daughters and their pet owners. And that's what's more important to me, that they know that that's most important to me. I have no doubt. I absolutely know that my God put me here to establish that culture again. But I also understand, like when Jesus told his disciples to get in the boat to go to the other side, that they ran into a storm. But even though they were in his will, we're in God's will. Law enforcement is in God's will. And we ran into some storms. But he's going to come walking in on a problem like he did, like he's doing now. And we're going to get to the other side and it's going to be peaceful.
Huey, we're going to close out the program and I want to leave with Chief Tyler sharing a prayer request that he had. But I wrote down God's love when you asked him about how is he going to treat people fairly. And he answered it, the greatest commandment, love God with all of his heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. So certainly he has a bond with fellow believers, as he should. But because of God's love for him, he's going to love and extend that to all people around him. And so he's just practicing the biblical commandment that Jesus gave us all. Love God with all of our heart and love our neighbors as ourselves. So, Pastor, so Chief Tyler, how about closing out our time with helping us understand how to best pray for you in the days ahead?
We all are put on this purpose for a reason. I ask that you continue and the whole Christian community to continue to pray that I remain faithful to God's listening ear and to pray for every employee, especially law enforcement. Right now, we're coming out of our storm, but just know that your prayers work. That's where we're seeing this calmness that's going on in law enforcement. And we're only here to serve the community.
In case you missed a portion of our program, our special guest today is Chief Tyler. He's the new Champaign City Police Chief, and we appreciate him sharing this precious time with us during Testimony Tuesday. This program is archived and accessible anytime at greatnewsradio.org. That's greatnewsradio.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Huey Freeman, and Chief Tyler with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. And have a great day and night.